The German officer stopped abruptly, which caused the two inattentive sailors behind to stumble into him. Renz fired one shot, the bullet smashed through the nose of the German officer, blowing out the back of his skull all over the faces of the two bunched up behind him. The jaw of the sailor directly behind shattered, as the ballistics of a .45 caliber round did what they had been designed to do. Chapter 1. Spring, 1943. The Azores, North Atlantic. That's the port, coming into view now, Captain. Lieutenant Anthony Furl's tone was matter-of-fact as he consulted his chart. The headland had hidden them from the port for as long as it would allow. The Germans within the port area would now be able to see them, and if required, engage them at range. As the captain pulled his binoculars up to his eyes, he acknowledged the concerned expressions on the faces of the Italian crew manning the bridge of the Rosa. The container ship made an easy target for any keen German opposition within the port of Velish, their destination. The southern edge of the Azores island of São Jorge dwarfed the ship and intimidated its crew. The crew had every reason to be scared, for their cargo contained not just torpedoes, fuel and provisions for the U-boat crew languishing in the unremarkable fishing town, but it also held a company of British commandos keen to seize the same U-boat from its current owners.